and snort the coffee.
You seem happy this morning.
Yes, it's coffee time. Coffee.
Well, good morning. Here we are again, gathering together to enjoy Everett's greatest hits before we head out into our respective work days, if you do something respective. It's KRKO, Everett's Greatest Hits, with Tim Hunter. Spring. Boy, yesterday was just absolutely gorgeous. But the bad news about a sunny, beautiful spring day is that pollen. And you just never know. Is it the trees? Is it the flowers? Is it the grass? I guess the good news about allergies is that they cause you to sneeze so much, you will be among the most blessed. So that's something to take solace in, if you take solace in things. Down in Mexico, archaeologists have discovered what appears to be an ancient scoreboard from a game dating back to as far as 500 AD. Now, this could explain why the Mayans disappeared. They died out while waiting for a scoreless soccer game to come to an end, and it never did, and the rest is history. It's just a theory on my part. I know for a fact we have more of Everett's Greatest Hits coming up in a couple of minutes. Now, thank you so much for tuning in, KRKO, making it a better day with our music, Everett's Greatest Hits, and Tim Hunter, and we can make it so you can take this music wherever you go with our KRKO app in the App Store of your phone right now. It's free. You download it in seconds, and next thing you know, you push that button, and you can be streaming our music. You got Bluetooth in your car. It is going to change the way you listen to this radio station.
My goodness, we have so much information to disseminate. It's time for a Tim Hunter information dump. Just back that up over here. That's good. Perfect.
Yeah, I want to make sure you know all these things, including the grand opening ceremony for the new Angel of the Winds RV Resort tomorrow starts at noon. Jeremy Renner says he plans to keep that snow plow that ran over him and almost killed him. In fact, he plans to drive it again. Meanwhile, his mother is suggesting he torch it. Clint Eastwood planning to make one more movie as a director and then retire. Juror number two would be Clint's 40th as a director. I had to look it up. A couple of years ago, we went to a concert and saw Peter Frampton. It was his farewell tour because he's got a muscular disease that's starting to make it so he can't play. And it was sad. I mean, you know, it was great to see him in action. He was still playing and singing great. But, you know, he just said the hands aren't working like they used to. Must have had some luck with the medications because he has announced one more farewell tour this summer. Mostly in cities that he missed the last time. And if you want a little good news, inflation cooled down to just 5% last month, so we are making progress. All right, that's what I can tell you. Yeah, it's pretty simple. Just enjoying some good songs, a whole heck of a lot of coffee, and we got this guy coming up on KRKO, our very own.
Murray the Movie Guy.
Murray
is on KRKO, so don't you cry. He'll let you know of films that are so dandy, but never any.
Okay, well, maybe he'll try.
It's Murray the Movie Guy.
Once every week, our resident entertainment expert, Murray the Movie Guy, comes on in here to give us a sneak peek at our entertainment options for the weekend. What you got for us this week, Maury?
There's a brand new film in theaters. It's called Renfield. Renfield.
Yes.
And Renfield is the aide to Dracula. And that's, you know, that's a thing that they have their own personal aides.
If being a vampire was like golf, then Renfield would be the caddy.
The caddy, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And it's their goal to become vampires, but they never become vampires for some reason. So anyways, brand new in theaters. Check it out. Have you heard of the new show called Beef on Netflix?
No. Tell me more.
Okay. Tell me more. It stars Danny Yoon and Amy Wong. They're two strangers that get in a car accident. And it kind of escalates into road rage and beef is because they have a beef with each other. And it's getting amazing reviews everywhere I read. It's a dark comedy, and it's it looks pretty good. So check it out, brand new on Netflix. It's a series, and it's called Beef. And finally, here's what I have. This is pretty cool, and you might have seen it. It was on CBS, but now it's on Paramount Plus. It's the Grammy salute to the Beach Boys.
Yes.
Did you watch this?
I didn't watch it all. I did start watching it the other night, and I wanted to get to a finale of another series.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it was really good.
I mean, Andy Grammer, Beck, Brandi Carlile, John Legend, Fall Out Boy, Foster the People, Hanson. It's a tribute. They do it every year after the Grammys, and it's a tribute to the Beach Boys, and I haven't seen it. I've seen clips of it, and it looks pretty dang amazing, so check it out. It's on Paramount Plus, the Grammy Awards tribute to the Beach Boys, and that is what I got for you.
And as usual, that is plenty, and then some. Maury the Movie Guy, heard reclusively right here on KRKO. That would be Birthday Boy, Al Green, The Rev, singing Let's Stay Together, which people don't do anymore. So that song is irrelevant. Good morning, KRKO, it's Everett's Greatest Hits, Tim Hunter, Thursday the 13th. Not an unlucky day, although I guess the unlucky part would be the fact it's not Friday. But we'll make the most of it, play some good songs, have a little fun between now and when you have to deal with the knuckleheads at work. That's our job. Hey, fascinating story out of the Vatican. They had researchers going through some of the ancient writings that were used to create the Bible. And they used an ultraviolet light and found additional scripture in Matthew in chapters 11 and 12, words that they hadn't seen before. I guess back at that time when they were writing it 1,000 years ago, they would use the parchment and sometimes reuse it. So they had actually cleared one parchment and started writing books of the Bible on the parchment. Well, they used ultraviolet lights and found lines that weren't in the original draft. Wow. The old, yeah, learn something every day applies here. And I don't know if you saw this. It was all over the internet yesterday. Arnold Schwarzenegger got tired of waiting for the city to fill a pothole in his neighborhood. So he and a couple of the neighbors got together and actually went out with some cement and asphalt and stuff and filled it up themselves. And of course, posted a video, fixed the pothole, and went home. He didn't say if he'd be back. But it would have been too cliche, I'm sure. All right, back to the music. In a moment, we will be back. In moments. Man, music sounded good this morning. Buffalo Springfield, America, Bachman, Turner, Fleetwood Mac. That's who we are talking about when we say Everett's Greatest Hits, and all those coming up between now and 8 o'clock here on KRKO.
And now, KRKO is proud to present Pearls of Wisdom and other stuff that Tim Hunter found on his Facebook feed.
Oh, some good ones this morning. I need more friends who understand that I still want to be invited. I'm just not going. When you think about it, even when a balloon is half inflated, it's still completely full. If James Bond is the most famous spy, wouldn't that also make him the worst spy? It's so true. And teeth are the only problem where if you ignore them, they will go away.
You've been listening to Pearls of Wisdom and other stuff found in Tim Hunter's Facebook feed right here on KRKO.
Yes, you have. We have witnesses. All right, getting back to the music in just a moment. Okay, well, if anything, that is the danger of listening to KRKO, because you hear a song like that and it maybe takes you back to some time in your life. Tim Hunter playing Everett's Greatest Hits. And I have a blog. If you want to see what goes on in this little noggin, I've been doing this for, 15, 20 years. Go to whatastupidnameforawebsite.com. And you will see a weekly rambling. And I wrote one about the comedian that passed away last week, Mark Russell. But I was talking about my days in elementary school. I went to a little private school, and I'm going to drag more of the movie guy in here right now. He'll come in next hour with entertainment stuff. But Maury, one day, the school sent home a note with the kids warning parents about the TV show Combat and how violent it was and how they should not allow us to watch it. And wow. I look at the video games today.
I know. I used to watch Combat, and Rick Jansen, who played Lieutenant, whatever the hell his name was, appeared at the White Front in my neighborhood, and I went and got his autograph, I remember, when I was a little kid.
Wow.
And I had my, I think he signed my, you know, because when you're a kid in the 60s, you wore an Army helmet, you know?
Oh, yeah. Sure. Yeah.
So, yeah, he signed my helmet.
Oh, wow. Do you still have that?
What do you think?
Oh.
Nah, don't worry about it. It's okay. It'll be okay.
No, it won't. We should take it upon ourselves to get you your helmet back. So if anyone listening right now knows of someone who has an Army helmet with Rick Jansen's autograph on it, and it says, Dear Maury, we'd like it back, okay?